Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here from the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Wellington Access Radio, Capitol Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz. The programme, as always, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, who've been sponsoring the programme for a long time. And on that note, I just want to play a dedication in memory of Hugh Green's sister, Helen Kitchenman, who passed away last week and was laid to rest on a Monday. And Helen was the devoted husband of Graham, married for 68 years, and she was the beloved mother of Michael, Mary, Paul and Martin, grandmother to Kevin, Graham, Sam, Shannon, Siobhan, Connor and Declan, and a great-grandmother to Lexi, Dallas and Ziggy. And of course, she's the beloved sister of, survived by her brother John and Frankie, and of course, sister of the late Hugh, Tony and Marion. So a nice farewell took place on Monday at Oriwa Parish Church, and she was laid to rest alongside her mother and daughter at Mangere Lawn Cemetery later that day. So I thought she loved Ireland, she loved Donegal. Why not play a Donegal song and an Irish song in Helen's memory? And to all the Green family and indeed the Kitchenman family, as they mourn the loss of their sister and their mother, grandmother and great-grandmother. So up first we have Daniel O'Donnell, and then that'll be followed by the Wolf Tones.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now, soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them, the days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Mm-hmm.
tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my
Donegal. London, I met an old man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish, they loved that dear land. But kindly he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Near a coal mine in Wales, by a roadside cafe, a young girl came smiling, and to me did say, "Well, my folks are from Ireland. Me dad, he hopes one day, when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me." Then I went through the Midlands, through city and town. I found there were Irish in each place I roamed, and I drank and I sang in a pub they called the Crown. With the Birmingham Irish, we sang songs of home. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland, the land
Then I went north of Scotland to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtics our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. That country we love, what a place we've got seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes, and in Wolf Tones there, singing My Heart is in Ireland. And before that, we had Daniel O'Donnell, home to Donegal. Daniel, last week, inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Ireland. He's the only member at the moment. The last inductee was Big Tom, who passed away last year. And those two songs were played in memory of Helen Kitchenman, formerly Helen Green, originally from Donegal, who passed away last week. She was 93. And, of course, survived by her husband, Graham, and family. And we hope that you enjoyed them two songs there, and tribute to Helen, and as well to Helen's brother, John, and family, and his wife, Anne, and family, and Frankie, John's sister, and Helen's sister, and to the memory of all the Green family that have passed away. And as I mentioned, the Hugh Green Group, long-time supporters of this programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Thank you for tuning in again tonight. Right, well, the big news in Ireland this morning is the fact that the government yesterday announced that it's going to spend, yes, €3 billion to bring broadband to every house in rural Ireland. And this is 2 weeks away from local and European elections. So the government will spend approximately €5,000 per house to make Ireland the best connected in Europe. And homes in rural Ireland will have better internet access than Dublin and regional cities, as part of the new €3 billion plan to roll out fibre broadband. So the ambitious plan involves taxpayers subsidising broadband at an average cost of €5,000 per house over the next 25 years. The government will release memos from department officials today, but there's certainly a lot of talk that this was going against the best advice from the government departments, that this was too much a risk in spending this amount of money. The original plan, original cost of getting broadband to every home in Ireland, or in rural Ireland, was about €500 million. So this is six times that. So obviously a huge amount of money. But if you're in rural, you'll be up there and have better broadband than you will have in some of the major cities, according to the stories in the paper today. Right, well, one man decided to hang up his boots last week, or his spurs and riding boots, was Ruby Walsh. He has been riding winners for a long, long time, son of the late Ted Walsh. And he surprised his trainer, Willie Mullins, by announcing on Wednesday, after he won a big race at Fairy House, that that was it. He's broken enough bones, and now it's time to take things a bit easier and spend more time with his wife and family. So Christy Moore sang a lovely song as a tribute to Ruby, and I think we have it here.
There's Bethlehem and Cheltenham and Lourdes and the Murdoch Junction. The trip to Mingingoria, a rub of the extra motion. Good people claim Cropatrick with serenity on their faces. But Ruby Walsh, she saved me life below at the Galway races. Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she go. There others start, there's others, Ted Walsh is coming ten. Ruby's up in the favour, she'll take some betting. Necks are craned and eyes are strained, there's fear upon the faces. There's agony and ecstasy below at the Galway races. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. It's there you'll see gentility, and she dressed up like mutton. There's double-barreled names with more ears than normal logins. The talk is carriage, a gentle maker, I fancy dressy bigger, and the saddle and enclosure. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Sir John McSavage's mine is there with Smurfits and O'Reilly's, the owners and the trainers and the stable boys and jockeys, with silk around their arses, getting up on Richmond's horses, but to mention wives and daughters and marriages and divorces. Here Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Speculators, builders and developers, crocodiles and alligators, soldiers of destiny, they're in a feeding frenzy. The miser at the Lamb of God and come back from the gravy. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Thursday is the ladies' day and the women all look smashing. They're lashing on the lipstick full of dresses, all the fashion. You can see the liposuction, the Botox and augmentation, Brazilian haircuts, colonic irrigation. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. And everyone's out to Salt Hill for the crank and from the porter. There's bookies laying on and two flies walking up the wall. There's folk tried with their disco and karaoke and said dances, while some of his hoofs and bent their days were looking to take her chances. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. When galloping down the back street, he has her in the canter. A look at her lip, the jumps begun, she's like a ballet dancer. Well, over the lash she hits the front and nothing is going to pass her. Winner, all right, it's up till there. Follow me up to Carlo. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Christy Moore singing all about Ruby Walsh, the great Ruby Walsh that decided to finish his career racing last week, going out on top. Of course, he won a Grand National many years ago and has won numerous races at Cheltenham as well as all the various big hunt races in Ireland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Welcome along if you've just tuned in. And as I said, the big story in Ireland today, well, there's a couple of big stories, but if you're a Liverpool fan, Liverpool came back from the dead last night to a 3-0 deficit to win 4-3 to go through to the European Championships final. And of course, Liverpool, huge fans all around the world, especially in Ireland. But good news for broadband people. People in Ireland, rural Ireland, there'll be broadband available to every home in Ireland within the next 10 years, according to the government. And maybe with good behaviour, Pat Quirk, the man that was convicted of killing Bobby Ryan last week after the longest trial in Ireland. He was found guilty and he was given a life sentence in Ireland. It's about 19 years, but with good behaviour, he could be out after 10 years. And he is going to appeal the decision. And of course, the amount of publicity around this trial over the last few weeks, running since the middle of January, has been unbelievable. And the coverage over the weekend in newspapers and in TV documentaries and RTE and other documentaries and radio about it, it certainly brought the nation to a standstill last week when about 2:45 last Wednesday news broke that he was found guilty by what do you call it, a jury. Not a unanimous victory, or was it 10-2 anyways? 10-2 was the final count from the jurors. They've been excused from jury service for the rest of their life, and some details the jury didn't see were released over the weekend as well. But as I said, he's in Mountjoy now. He may be sent to a prison in the middle of the country sometime soon. But there's a headline in the Independent today, Pat the Baker, Quirk given job working in the prison kitchen. And there was pictures of his wife going to visit him earlier this week. She stood by him all through. And of course, a very complicated situation, because he was having an affair with his former with his sister-in-law, with his wife's brother's wife, the wife's brothers, his brother-in-law had passed away, and he was managing the farm and obviously controlling lots of things that Mary Lowry wasn't able to deal with, which she had young children after her husband died. And obviously he started having an affair. She decided to break it off, and then Bobby Ryan, an innocent man, just got involved and started going out with Mary Lowry. And Cork got jealous and decided that he wanted him out of the equation, and he was disappeared in June 2011. Body wasn't found till April 2013, and his body was found in a septic sewage tank on the farm where he killed him. But no murder weapon or no absolutely cause of death was recorded. But obviously circumstantial evidence was enough to bring this case to court, and Mr. Quirk is now serving a life sentence. And I suppose this next song could be, you know, it's called Haunted. So yes, he certainly will be haunted. And there's a lot of people that have been haunted over the last number of years, 2011, since Bobby Ryan was killed.
Sunny day, somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day, didn't want to do nothing.
You got a way of walking. And it's something about you.
And now I know I never ever wanna be without you. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love. Of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I say he's kind of shy, but that's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted. Don't wanna be haunted by the ghost. Don't wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
I'll build my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
Stay beside you. I'll never leave or tell you all those lies that you never believe. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted. Wanna be honest.
Precious love.
Yes, Shane McGann there along with Sinead O'Connor and a song called Haunted. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Now, the Rose Tralee Grand Ball, or the Hugh Green Foundation 2019 New Zealand Rose Tralee Selection Ball at the Hilton Hotel, that's on Saturday the 25th of May. You can get tickets. They're $130 each, or you can join a table of 10 and they'll cost $120 each. And it's a buffet dinner, Irish dance and music, interviews by the Roses. And if you'd like to attend, you can contact Maureen or Denise through the Irish Society. And it'll promise to be a great night. And on the night before that, you can go along to the Irish Club at Rocky Nook and meet and greet the Roses. And there will be light supper and entertainment and music there, $20 ahead for that. Now, don't forget this weekend, the Darkness into Light event takes place. This is kicks off at 6:15 a.m. everywhere in the country, around the world, to raise money in aid of Pieta House. So the centres in New Zealand are in Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Queenstown. And if you go on to the Darkness into Light website, you can still register or check on the local Facebook pages for more details on that. And don't forget, we'll give you details on Gaelic games coming up this weekend, but the championship gets underway in earnest. There was two games last week. My County Galway travelled to London, looking to beat London in a game, and Mayo and their 7,000 supporters went to New York, and they had a convincing victory over New York. So they've obviously got through the first rounds, or preliminary rounds, in the Connacht Championship okay. And Mayo, they take on Leitrim, I think, next, and Galway play Sligo. So there's quite a lot of games coming up, but the country were shocked on Monday morning to learn that the great manager of Offaly in 82 that stopped them winning Kerry's five in a row, Eugene McGee, well-known writer and journalist and managing editor and part owner of the Longford News, passed away suddenly after attending his son's wedding. He was only 77, and many tributes played to him over the last few days. Eugene McGee, he didn't play football, but he certainly was a great manager, and he took on that Offaly team in the early 80s and led them to success over Kerry. When everybody thought Kerry were literally on target to win five in a row. And he brought on a sub called Seamus Darby with about 2 minutes to go, and he pushed the full back in the back, and the ball landed in his hands, and he just took a shot, and it landed in the back of the net, and there wasn't time for Kerry to try to fight back. So Lord of mercy on Eugene McGee, great Irish football manager, and certainly great author and journalist as well. Right, we get the music, and this man also played and won an All-Ireland medal, Dermot O'Brien, and this is Carolyn's Concerto. Yes, I can still see pictures of smiling Dermot O'Brien playing that accordion on many TV programmes when I was growing up in Ireland. A brilliant piano accordion player, and that was called Carolyn's Concerto. And if you've tuned in, you've missed the first half hour of the programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We're broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcast on Saturday down in Plains FM in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon in Kapiti Coast, and Sunday evening on Wellington Access Radio. And any other night of the week, you might be listening to us on planetaudio.org.nz. And as I said, the big story in all the papers in Ireland today has been the fact that the government has agreed to spend $3 billion to bring fast broadband and internet access to all of rural Ireland. And I see here, according to the Irish Examiner headline, it'll be 2026 before rural areas linked up to the $3 billion plan get the broadband that some of us take for granted these days. As I said earlier, there's European elections taking place. I'm pretty sure they're on the 23rd or 24th local elections. And I see here where in the Examiner, Fianna Fáil's Byrne, this is Malcolm Byrne, he's complaining. He's in a, there's a kind of a, for Ireland's South constituency for to win a seat for the European Parliament. Candidates have kind of a partitioned areas that the other one doesn't go interfering with, but it looks like that the one seat Billy Kelleher man is looks like that he's getting more of a crack at getting elected than Byrne. So that I saw last week there was an issue as well with Maria Cahill. She's over in the Midlands and Northwest, and she was complaining about another person. Both they were Fine Gael candidates, I think. But politics is a lot at stake here, and I see where the former Ireland South candidate that hasn't really been at the European Parliament for the last 6 years, Crowley, he's obviously stood down. He's been sick for the last 4 or 5 years. He's confined to a wheelchair, but I see he's getting a payout of about 350,000 plus a pension of about 1.6 million that was announced during the week. And finally, before we take another bit of music, the Lusitania is coming home. This is the ship that was sunk by the German U-boat on May the 7th, 1915, off the coast of Old Head of Kinsale. And a man that has spent a lot of money and time trying to find out what happened to the Lusitania, and more information. He obviously had the wreckage rights to it. He's an American man who's 91, and he's gifting it now to the people of Cork. So the 32,000-ton wreck, which is just over 250 metre long, has been lying 93 metres of water, 18 kilometres off the Old Head of Kinsale, since it was sunk in 1915. So mystery has always surrounded the cause of the massive second explosion. Amid rumours, the passenger ship was carrying high explosives for use in the First World War. So the mystery lives on. All right, we'll come back and have a look at some of the games that are coming up this weekend. And taking us there is Luke Kelly and a lovely song, The Night Visiting Song.
This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms I love most. And when he came, it is thine own true lover. Wake up, love, and let me in, for I skin. She's raised her off her down soft pillow. She's raised her up and she's let him in. And they were locked in each other's arms until and gone. And when that long night was past and over, and when the small clouds began to grow, he's taken her hand and they've kissed and parted. Then he saddled and
yes, the great sound there of Luke Kelly, and that was called The Night Visiting Song. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Right, well, the GAA Championships gets underway in earnest this weekend. And, of course, you can log in and get a subscription to gaago.ie to keep up to date and watch all the games live. And you can watch, there's archive footage up there of previous games as well. So log on to gaago.ie. And you get all the details there about all the games. But as I said, a little appetizer last week when Galway went to London to take on London and just had a 4 points win over London. And Mayo travelled to New York and had a convincing win, 123 to about 4 points. But the fun was the Mayo people taking over Times Square and some of the video footage that came back of the Mayo fans on tour was unbelievable. They reckon they'll need a bigger grounds for the next time they travel over there in 2024. Of course, the game's played at Gaelic Park. But this week starts off on Saturday, Leinster Senior Football Championship Round 1. Wicklow are taking on Kildare. Then the Munster Senior Football Quarterfinals, Tipperary are playing Limerick and Clare are playing Waterford. And then you've got Senior Hurling Championship in Leinster this weekend. Big game here, Kilkenny against Dublin. And then there's Joe McDonagh Cup games and there's Christy Ring Cup games and Nicky Raggart Cup games. These are taking place on Saturday as well. Then on Sunday, the Connacht Senior Football Championship final takes place between Roscommon and Leitrim. Leinster Senior Football Championship Round 1, Wexford take on Louth. And other matches are Meath against Offaly. And then the Ulster Senior Football Championship preliminary round this weekend, Tyrone against Derry. So Tyrone, one of the people, teams tipped to go on and win the All-Ireland this year. And they're taking on Derry, who won the Division 4 league final there a few weeks ago. And Leinster Senior Hurling Championship round, my own county Galway, even though they're from Connacht, they play in the Leinster Hurling Championship. They take on Carlow in Galway on Saturday. Down to Munster, Waterford take on Clare. Huge clash there at Walsh Park in Waterford. Waterford didn't have any games at home last year because of their grounds not being available. I think there was rebuilding of a stand there. And then another big one, Tipperary against Cork. So it'll be worth getting gaago.ie this weekend to see some of these games, because there's certainly some mouth-watering games coming up this weekend, and that's all taking place. And then All-Ireland champions Limerick, they don't start their competition for another week. They have Gaelic grounds in Limerick the following week. And I see where Brian Crowdy says, anyone can beat anyone on a given day. Galway still without their superstar Joe Canning, injured in the quarter-final of the league against Waterford a few weeks ago. It's not expected that he won't be back until certainly towards the end of June. So maybe back in time for the Leinster final or an All-Ireland quarter-final at this stage. But it'd be interesting to see how Galway go without him, because he's certainly a key part to the Galway setup. So gaago.ie if you want to be able to sit back and relax in your own home and watch these games on either on your phone or iPad, or you can plug your computer into the television. Lots of ways to see and watch these games. Right, we move on with another bit of music here. I think this is Philomena Begley, the Irish country music late show was on the other day, but I think it'll probably be the last one. I just don't think that it has the appeal that some of the earlier ones have. And I heard Michael Cummins on Radio Midwest Radio, who's got a very popular program there on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Some of his listeners said they didn't enjoy it, and he didn't think much of it either. But anyway, one woman that was on it was Philomena Begley, and here she is, a village in County Tyrone. No, that's Ronnie Drew. We'll have to move on to the next one. Here we go, Philomena. That's Philomena Begley there, and dreaming about a village in County Tyrone. And we've got another 15 minutes to go before the end of the programme. Of course, today is the anniversary of the 1916 Rising, and President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Leaver Adker, and Minister for Defence Paul Keogh, they're going to attend a Fung Hill, where the seven signatories to the formation of the Irish Free State are buried, and along with other members of the 1916 Rising. So obviously the centenary of the celebrations in 2016 were great, but every year the anniversary of the Easter Rising is remembered. Okay, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Now there's talks in the background to try to get the peace process up and running, or get the parties sitting around tables again. Northern Ireland had local elections last week, and certainly there was losses for Sinn Féin and the DUP, but not a lot. But the party that seems to get more votes this time was the Alliance Party. So, but the two main political parties that have to sit down and form a government in Northern Ireland are the DUP and Sinn Féin. And we know after the tragedy of the murder of Lyra McKee on Holy Thursday night that moves were made by all political parties, north and south and in the UK, to try to get the peace process or to get the executive up and running. So there has to be give and take by both sides, and people have to leave some of the agendas in the background. But there's two issues that's standing out for Sinn Féin that they want. Certainly Irish Language Act to be passed. Well, you know, it was part of the Good Friday Agreement, and also legislation involving same-sex marriage, which is obviously available down south, but not available in the north. And also there's restrictions on terminations of pregnancies in the north. So there's a number of issues there that the DUP are adamant they're not going to budge on. And Sinn Féin are saying, well, we're not going to move unless we get some give and take on that. So hopefully things will start moving, because the parties, you know, they rallied round. They all attended the funeral of Lyra 3 weeks ago, and they all said they'd make a big effort. Well, there's no point in being all talk without any, you know, to make things happen. And of course, the other big thing that's hanging over and the clouds is Brexit, which has been put on the back burner till October. But I see Theresa May is trying to work with the political parties in the UK to see if they can maybe go and hold another referendum to decide whether they want to go ahead with Brexit. And of course, the European elections are taking place, and Britain has decided to put candidates or to hold the elections, even though if they pull out of the, which they will, the European Union, all the MEPs will have to give up their seats. But having the anti-Brexit officials, Farage, etc., our anti-Brexit crowd will be using the elections to show that, you know, Europe definitely wants to pull out of, or Britain definitely wants to pull out of Europe if the Farage and his party win many seats, which they're predicted to do. Right, we'll continue with another bit of music, and there's a man from Derry here and a song that was a big hit in the, what do you call it, probably in the 80s, Fergal Sharkey and A Good Heart. Take it away, Fergal.
I hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true.
It's hard to it seemed. If I don't start looking now, I'll be left behind. And a good heart these days, it's hard to find.
Yes, that was a big hit, and I remember seeing him on Top of the Pops, Fergal Sharkey, there singing A Good Heart. We've got about 6 minutes to go before the end of the show. Just got the latest Irish newsletter this evening. Lots of information in there for all the members. Just to remind people that there's club night on Friday night. There's a members' draw, and there's the kitchen will be open, and Drew's cousins will be playing, and there's the Irish Gold Lunch Club at the club. That's the following Friday the 17th, and there's a quiz night that night at 7:30. And then on Sunday the 19th of May, there's the Pink Ribbon Breakfast. Make sure you can get out and support that. And then there's the Barebones Folk Club. They're playing on Sunday afternoon on the 19th. And then there's a singing group there on 23rd of May. And then Friday, as I mentioned earlier, meet the regional Roses at the club. And then on Saturday the 6th, the Hugh Green Foundation Rose Bowl at the Hilton Hotel here in Auckland. Just a quick look at the Farming Independent. Good to see some lovely pictures of fine days with farmers doing work on the land out there. And breed more beef, dairy farmers are urged. Chagas is advising the sector to maximise use of beef crossing to boost the value of calves. Certainly calves, you can't get much of them these days. Lovely picture of two men sitting down having a mug of tea and sandwiches, and they are John Brehan and Edward Beattie. They're following the sunshine and their lunch at the Cavan Ploughing Championships in Cornafin. Yesterday, that was Monday. Of course, Monday was a bank holiday in Ireland. They had the May bank holiday weekend over there. And Greenfield Blow as landowners decide to return more to more traditional farming. Hopes of a reversal of the decision to call time on Greenfield Dairy Farmer Programme are dealt a shattering blow this week when the owners of the land, Field and Family, announced that they were taking back control of the property. Just look at that story there. Agri-sector's €188,000 in unpaid wages last year, more than 4 in 10 inspections of agricultural workplaces, including farms, 2018 were found to be in breach of the law over there. Another nice picture here, Keepack boss, we don't want heavy sheep. Dairy Gold milk prices more than market returns. Dairy Gold is currently paying more for milk than it gets back from market returns, according to Chief Executive Jim Wolfe. At last week's AGM. So most processors currently quoting around 30.5 cents, 31.5 per litre. Apart from West Cork, co-ops are paying out 34. Last month, Glanbia cut its milk price by 1 cent. So Gerard Quinn said there was no reason to talk of doom and gloom in the dairy markets at the moment. And don't sell home farm, Franciscan order urged. Parents of residents of the Kerry Care Home are urging religious orders who once ran the facility to halt its plans to sell the 110-acre farm, as they say it belongs to the children of Kerry. And contractors, nice picture of contractors Mark Troy with Neely Slahan and Oisín O'Callaghan taking a break while harvesting silage for Joe Lucy down there in Cork. As I said, the days are getting longer and brighter, and lots and lots happening. Robotic unit, Ups milking ante, and think of slurry as 50 kilograms bags of 5530. Farmers told not to run down soil fertility on grazing ground. And a beautiful picture here, having a field day. Cuiva 4 and Keen O'Shea from Laois attending Hannan's Farm in Kildare yesterday for the AgriAware's National Open Farm Day. So that's about it for, and I enjoyed the programme Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Hope you enjoy certainly this beautiful weather we're having at the moment. I will leave you tonight with Hennessy's Medley. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.